De Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Hey Amud Beis, quotes a Braisa. The Braisa tells us how he was atif b'talesai. Somebody was putting on his talis, v'tumas v'taharis b'tzidai, and different objects that were tamei and tar were next to him, v'taharis v'tuvais l'mal m'roishai, where they were above his head, and sofik naga, sofik loy naga. And that is a question. If, when he put on the talus, did he make the taris tamei? Did he touch them and make them tamei or not? Now, the simplest way of learning is that there was a sheretz next to his talus. And the question is, if he, when he put on his talus, did his talus touch the sheretz or not? The halacha is that he's tahor. Vim efshir, but if it was impossible that he should put on his talus without elam kein noga, unless he certainly touched the sheretz, then the halacha is that he's tamei. Shimon Gamliel Oimrim, Shimon Gamliel's opinion is Oimrim Adam Shanei. We tell the person, do it over, Vishoina. And now we'll see what happens. Amloi, to which the Chum taught of Shimon Gamliel, ain't Shoinim b'taharis. We don't do do-overs. So Tysus asks an obvious question. Tysus asks that if, as the Gemara says, Vim e efsher LMK Noga Tomei, and that's actually the Tysus where this question appears, then what's the question? If it's impossible that it should happen without him touching, he certainly should be Tomei. What's the do-over? What's the question? Answers Tysus that what the Gemara is teaching us is not that it happened for certain. If it indeed happened for certain, there would be nothing to talk about. What we're talking about, Tosfos establishes a new halachic concept of karev levadai. Karev levadai, it means that it's almost certain that it happened, but it's not 100%. And the Gemara is teaching us that something which is almost for sure is considered as if it certainly happened. And I saw that this new concept that Tosfos introduces here has relevance to many different halachic situations. We know that the halacha is that if somebody is supposed to say v'sein talamotar, and he said v'sein bracha instead, the winter, then he has to daven over. And the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simen Kuf Yodalid Sifches and Tes says that if this happened within 30 days of when we begin to say the same Talmotar, he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei because he has a chazaka that he hasn't said it properly. So now the question is, what happens if a person has a suffix, but he's Karv Levadai, as Tysus just introduced this new concept, that he did say it as he's supposed to say it. What would be the halacha then? So, our Tysus teaches us that karv levadai is also considered like it happened. And therefore, the Sefer Tal Torah paskins that he would not have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. The Shas Atshuvas Divrei Dvar Yeshua, Chelik Aleph Simen Tes Oisvov, brings a raya to this concept from a very famous Gemara Masechta Ksubas, Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses where two Adam say to a woman, your husband died, and two say that he didn't die. So Gemara paskins, l'chatchilu, she shouldn't get remarried, but if she got remarried, she doesn't have to go out from that new marriage. Ask the Gemara, how could we say that? How could the person that married her remain married to her? We learned Masechta Krisis not long ago, and in Masechta Krisis, we learned at length that when somebody is doing a Safak Aveir, he has to bring an Ashram Toloi. answers the Gemara that we're talking about that she married one of the Edom. To him, he's for sure, in his mind, he's one of the Edom that said that the husband died. So the din of Oshim Talui, we learned, is only applicable b'shmi sheli by nightfly, somebody who's not sure. This aid is sure. Ask the Gemara, that what about the woman? The woman is not one of the Edom. Answers the Gemara that she also says, borali shemei spali. And as Rashi explains, because she says, if my husband were alive, he certainly would have come back. Says the Dvar Yeshua. So the Rad asks a question that doesn't change the fact that it's not a suffix. Answers the Dvar Yeshua, based on what we established in our Shia today, that Karv Levadai, she's saying what she's saying, even though she doesn't have 100% proof, but she's a Karv Levadai, and a Karv Levadai also has a presence in Halacha. And the Shas Tshuvas Hilchas Ktanis discusses the Halacha is, if somebody, what's the halacha if somebody has a question if he said a bracha achrona? So the halacha is suffik brachas lahaku. But we don't say over the bracha. But he says the Hilchas Ketanis, if he's a karv levadai, it's not a real suffik, he's a karv levadai, that he didn't say a bracha achrona, then even when the halacha normally would be that he should not have to say the bracha achrona, he should say it. What will be the halacha? We all know the halacha is that if somebody borrowed money from someone else, but he says, "Eini yedeya imperaticha, I'm not sure if I pay back." So the Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch, "Chashimish b'tzimin ayin hay sif tes paskins, chay simin ayin hay sif tes paskins," that you have to pay. What's going to be if the person says ain't that I'm karv levadai that I paid up? Here the Tal Torah says that wouldn't work. You have to be vadai that you didn't pay up. Karv levadai wouldn't help. Another question that I saw along this line of our sugya is somebody, there were two people sitting next to each other in shul, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven was wearing an expensive watch. Before he puts on his tefillin, he takes off his watch and puts it down on the table. Shimon, who sits next to him, puts on his talus. And a moment later, we see Reuven's expensive watch on the floor. So now, a dispute erupts between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, you, when you put on your talus, cause my watch to fall and break, and you have to pay for my watch. Shimon says, you have to be able to prove definitively that I broke your watch. You can't prove that definitively. So somebody came up with an etzah that our Gemara really said. Do we say do over? Let's start this all over. Put down the watch on the table. Shimon, you put on your talus, and let's see what happens. So the Paiskim discussed the Shaila. Sefer Chashuke Chemed discusses the Shaila. And Tosfos, and he said, and he quotes our Tosfos. He says, our Gemara that said ain't shining bataris, that we don't do a do-over. So Tosfos says, because it's karv levadai, it's almost certain that he touched it. So now you want to do over to prove that it's tahor? There we don't. It seems that in other situations where it's not karv levadai, or to Shusharabim, maybe there we would have to do it over. On the other hand, the halacha is Moitz Mechaver Olav Araya, and the halacha is unless you're 100% sure, you can't force me to pay. So the Sefer Cheshuke Pchemed Paskins, halacha l'maisa, that even though B'chal Terekul Ein Halacha V'Mamon Acharoiv, and here it's only a roiv that he probably did it, Karv L'Vadai is a form of a roiv, and Mamon Ein Halacha Acharoiv, but he does say that the Shari Yosha teaches us that even though Ein Halacha V'Mamon Acharoiv, the halacha will be that Ein Halacha V'Mamon Acharoiv, the halacha will be that today lotzos yidei shamayim he should indeed, and it's so karvel vaday that he pay, that he's the one that broke the watch, that he should indeed pay for the watch.